I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. India has so far avoided a coronavirus catastrophe. John Podaiti of Bibles for the World says their hospital in northeast India has prepared an isolation room for COVID-19 patients. But the hospital's also facing a protective equipment shortage. India has managed to pull off the largest shelter-in-place order in the world. And Podaiti says citizens have largely complied. But under this lockdown, millions of migrant workers suddenly have no way of supporting themselves. And with transportation shut down, they're just trapped.
We have seen Christians responding to this by helping them shelter in place, providing free rent or a roof over their heads, and also providing food for them, their daily essential needs. And this has opened up some wonderful opportunities for the Christians in India to reach out to minister to these people.
And at a recent conference in Pakistan, FMI's Bruce Allen met several believers willing to stand for their faith regardless of the consequences. One young man, Labib, hopes to partner with FMI to distribute 600 Bibles every month.
What really struck me is that here's this young guy who is willing to put his life on the line hundreds of times every month for his faith. To give a Bible to a Muslim in Pakistan is a capital offense. That means if you're caught, you could be executed. And he says, I'm willing to do that hundreds of times every month.
FMI partners with disciple makers in Pakistan to spread the gospel and provide safe havens like the Kareth Brooks Safe House. It's a house for believers facing persecution. Get the full story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House, a devotional written by women for women. And it uses object lessons along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.